Alan French is out there talking, well, apples.
It's dry here.
yeah, I can
I'm
see
under the shelter, actually, yeah. Flowers in the rain. Yes, thank you very much. Yes, I'm actually here at the with the Lye Apple Group, and we're going to talk to Paul, who's going to talk to us just about apples, about cider, and you've got a couple of events coming up, haven't you? So let's talk apples first. What sort of apples do you use?
We use any kind of apple. There's no need to have a particular variety. And our event, of course, is on the 30th September this year, which is our Apple Press Day, which is going to take place outside the Lye, the Plough in Lye. Where we invite everyone to bring their apples from their garden, and we'll press them and create the juice, and they can take their juice away, or in some cases they'll then freeze it and enjoy the apple juice, but some of us then turn that apple juice into cider.
I like cider. How do you do that?
Oh, it's very, very simple, actually. There's the apple juice itself will have the wild yeast on it. And if you want to do it in the old traditional way, you'll just leave it in a barrel and it'll look after itself. And within 3 months, you'll have a dry but very potent cider. You can finesse that slightly by destroying the natural yeasts, which can be a bit unpredictable, and putting some wine yeast in, but essentially just let it go on its own, and then after 3 months rack it off and you'll have clear, beautiful, fruity cider.
Sounds rather nice to me. Tell me, how long has the group been running?
Well, it's round about 8 years, 2016, when in fact was our first Apple Press Day, and we have two main objectives. One is to provide the opportunity for people in the parish and thereabouts to press their own apples. So rather than letting them waste and rot on the ground, we encourage people to use them. But secondly, we were very, very fortunate to be given an orchard by the Motion family, John Motion. The Motion family had lived in Lye for over 100 years. And they bestowed an orchard to us, to the parish. And the parish council have given it to the Apple Press Group under licence to manage. And this is a very old orchard with heritage trees. Some of the trees are over 150 years old, with very rare varieties. Varieties perhaps you don't even see these days. Certainly you would never be able to buy those apples in shops. And so the group works hard to maintain and develop that orchard, and we're looking for volunteers all the time and new members. For a very nominal fee, you can become a member of the Apple Press Group, which would mean you can then help maintain that orchard and develop it, bring new varieties together, and create a beautiful heritage orchard which we should be very proud of in Lye.
So it would be very wrong of me not to say, how can people get involved and how can they get in touch with you?
They can just come and see us here today. But Lye Apple, if you just, our email address is lyeapplegroup@gmail.com. That's very simple. Membership is £5. But in addition to that, we need new varieties in the orchard. And we've got the opportunity now for people to actually sponsor a tree, and there are two particular varieties that we want. Some that were developed in 1700 locally in Addleston and in nearby in Godston, and for £39 we can get one of these very rare varieties back in the orchard, and we'll put a little plaque next to it if you want to, with your name on it, if that's what's wanted. And there's also the opportunity to sponsor one of the other trees, because it takes an awful lot of work to keep this orchard going.
And finally, before how many people have you got in the group?
There's six of us at the moment, so the work is pretty tough. But on the actual day, we have another 15, 20 volunteers who come and help us, which is fantastic on the day. And that's on the 30th of September this year, outside the Plough.
Okay, Dale. That's the date, 30th of September, outside the Plough. Bring your apples, that's what you're saying, isn't it? And you'll press them.
That's exactly what we're saying here.
Thanks very much, Paul, and have a great day on the 30th.
Thank you very much.
Al, I do like the idea that you actually, yeah, classic line in there, I like cider.
Well, I do. I do, you boy. Do.